By any standard of measurement, Moses was a great man. He was a great liberator, leading the people of Israel out of Egypt, a great legislator, as he gave God's law to the people to govern their lives, a great leader who brought them to the edge of the promised land, turned them over to Joshua, who then led them in to conquer the land. And Moses was a great man. He was a great man because he laid hold of some great truths. He was a man of faith. And if you and I will do what Moses did, lay hold of the truth of the Word of God and act upon it, we too can accomplish His will in our sphere of ministry. God may not call us to the kind of greatness that Moses achieved. There can only be one Moses. But God can call us to the kind of achievement in our own world, in our own sphere of ministry, our home, our job, our school, wherever we may be. God can use us to accomplish His great purposes. I'm reading Hebrews 11, verses 24 through 26. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. That last phrase can be read, for he kept looking away to the recompense of the reward. There are certain principles that we see here that we can apply to our own lives today. The first is this: life is built on character. The reason God was able to use Moses as he did was because Moses had character. In the Bible, the workman is far more important than the work. God will spend years building a workman who may work for only a short time. Our Lord Jesus invested 3 years building his disciples, and they went out and ministered. Jesus himself was here on earth for 30 years before he began his own ministry of 3 years. Moses was trained in Egypt for 40 years. He was trained out in the wilderness caring for sheep for 40 years. And then he ministered for God to the people of Israel for 40 years. God spent 80 years preparing Moses for 40 years of work. Life is built on character. Somebody asked the great financial wizard J.P. Morgan, what's the best collateral anybody can give for a loan? And Morgan replied, character. D.L. Moody used to say that character is what a man is in the dark. Reputation is what people think you are. Character is what God knows you are. Reputation is the shadow of the tree on the ground, but character, that's the root of the tree that makes it what it really is. Life is built on character. Now, God majors on character. God wants to build character. Robert Murray McShane used to say that God does not bless great talents, but great likeness to Jesus. Phillips Brooks used to say that the purpose of life is the building of character through truth. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to build character into our lives. This is why we have the Bible. The purpose of the Word of God is to bring us to salvation, then to sanctify us, to build character, to make us more like the Lord Jesus Christ. When you read about the people in Hebrews 11, you're reading about the building of character. Abraham, God built his character. Joseph, 13 years a slave there in Egypt, to build his character. The parents of Moses were people of faith, and they helped to build Moses' character. It takes time to build character. Moses had training in Egypt. In fact, we're told in Acts 7:22, and Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and mighty in words and in deed. Moses was a leading man in Egypt about the time he made these decisions. He was a man of character. Life is built on character. Character is the foundation for everything else. A person may have reputation, money, authority, but if he doesn't have character, it's not going to last very long. Principle number one, life is built on character. Principle number two, character is built on decisions. Moses had to make some decisions. Now, character is not built on emotions. Emotions are shallow and transient, and they come and they go. character's not just built on teaching. Moses had all the wisdom of Egypt at his disposal. Character's not built on circumstances. He had all the wealth of Egypt. All the pleasure of Egypt was available to him. Now, this pleasure does not mean lustful pleasure. Moses would not get involved in that sort of thing. It's talking about the decisions to go up the ladder of success, to be important, to have authority, to have power. Character is built on decisions. Now, notice the decisions that he made. A negative decision, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Pharaoh's daughter had rescued him, had raised him. Now he comes of age and he has to make some decisions. I may be speaking to someone right now who's at that stage in life. Mother and dad have poured into you all they can. Now you've got to make some decisions. Moses' parents had instilled in him a life of faith. They had given to him the vision of faith. And so he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He said no, once and for all. Then he made a positive decision, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I'm sure that Moses' friends thought he was crazy. Number one, refusing to be somebody important. That word refuse carries with it the idea of rejecting with indignation. It was not just a casual no, it was a no, I refuse to be a part of this system. Positively choosing to identify himself with the people of God, who were then under affliction, who were then slaves. Here is someone who could be the potential prime minister of Egypt saying, I'm going to go down there and identify myself with that rabble called Israel. It wasn't easy to make these decisions, but they were final, they were definite, they were God-given, and he made them. Now, princess could have come and said, you know, Moses, I saved your life. Now, think of me. Do this for my sake. He said, no. If I love father or mother or his brother or sister more than I love the Lord, I'm not worthy of him. Somebody could have said, well, you know, if you stay in the palace, you can exert influence for those people. That's true. Sometimes God does want his people in the palace. Joseph was in the palace and he worked for Israel. Daniel was in the palace. He worked for his people. Esther was in the palace and she worked for her people. So was Nehemiah. So there are times when God puts his man, his woman, in a place of authority to exert influence for his people, but not in Moses' case. Moses said, no, I can't stay here. I have to identify. God didn't call me to be a lawyer. He called me to be a liberator. He didn't call me to be a diplomat. He called me to be an ambassador. He didn't call me to stay here and politic. He called me to get out there and preach. And so Moses had to make his decision. And these decisions help to build his character. Now, you may forget your decisions, but your decisions will never forget you. You make a decision that is wrong, and, well, God can forgive us, but we have to live with consequences. Life is built on character. God cannot do much with us unless there is character. Character is built on decisions. And Moses made the right decisions, didn't he? Someone has defined history as the encounter between circumstances and character. That's worth thinking about, the encounter between circumstances and character. Abraham and Lot were in the same circumstances. Abraham made right decisions, Lot made wrong decisions. Saul and David were in the same circumstances. David made wise decisions, Saul made unwise decisions. Life is built on character. Character is built on decisions. Now we go to a third principle we learned from Moses. Decisions are built on values. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming. That's a good word, esteeming. The same word that is used in verse 19, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. Values. Decisions are built on values. You make the decisions that you make on the basis of the values that you have. Now look at the values that Moses could have had as far as Egypt was concerned. Prestige, wealth, future assured, power, reputation. But you see, Moses had something beyond that. He had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He kept looking away to the recompense of the reward. I have pointed out many times that in Hebrews 11, you can always tell a pilgrim by his eyes. Abraham was looking for that city. So were Isaac and Jacob, looking down the years. Isaac blessed Jacob concerning things to come. Joseph was looking down the years when Israel would be delivered from the land of Egypt. Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ, present tense, greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Why? Future tense, he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Verse 27, he endured as seeing him who is invisible. I once heard Dr. Vance Havner give a marvelous little message in chapel when I was at seminary many years ago on this text. He said, Moses saw the invisible, he chose the imperishable, and he did the impossible. You can't improve on that. Decisions are built on values. Now, some people value sin. There is pleasure in sin, no question about that. There's pleasure in anticipating sin. Your imagination goes to work. There's pleasure in committing sin. There's pleasure in sharing sin. We always want to get somebody else in on it, don't we? That's what Eve and Adam did. There's pleasure in remembering sin. You bring it back to your imagination and chew on it again, but there's no pleasure later on because the pleasures of sin last only for a season, and they soon give way to pain and then eternal judgment if you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Now, what did Moses value? The prestige of Egypt? No. Being identified with the people of God. The wealth of Egypt? No. Being identified with the people of God. He chose God, not the world. The lust of the flesh, the pleasures of sin. The lust of the eyes, the treasures of Egypt. The pride of life, the reproach of Christ. Moses valued people and not things. People, not position. He valued the eternal, not the temporal. He valued the invisible, not the visible. He valued the future blessing, not the immediate pleasure. Never sacrifice the permanent on the altar of the immediate. And the secret of all this, of course, was his outlook. Verse 26, he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He saw Jesus Christ, just like Abraham. Jesus said, Abraham saw my day, and he rejoiced. By faith, Moses looked down through the years and saw where all of this was going to lead. Decisions are built on values. Life is built on character. Character is built on decisions. Decisions are built on values. Now, let me ask you, what kind of values do you have? Do you have God's values or man's values? That's the whole problem in the church today. There are those who value the pleasures of sin, the treasures of the world, the reward of the world, the recognition of the world, and they aren't thinking about God. I notice in verse 38 of Hebrews 11, this parenthesis, of whom the world was not worthy. God's estimate of these great heroes of faith, of whom the world was not worthy. The world wasn't even good enough for a person like Moses. And yet Moses was opposed even by his own people when he came with the message of redemption. There's a fourth principle. Life is built on character. Character is built on decisions. Decisions are built on values, and values are built on faith. By faith, Moses refused. By faith, Moses chose. By faith, Moses esteemed, valued the reproach of Christ. By faith. How do you prove your values? You can't. Everybody has values that are built on faith. Here's a fellow who falsifies his income tax. His value is to save money. Money's more important than character. And because of his values, he believes that these values are true, he acts upon them. Now, Moses got his values from God's word. Had Moses been walking by sight, he would have stayed in Egypt. Egypt was a great kingdom. Buildings and power and armies and all sorts of wisdom and wealth and power. But he didn't walk by sight, he walked by faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. God's word had spoken to Moses. I want to remind you again that this faith that Moses had was instilled by his parents. By faith, Moses was hidden for 3 months by his parents. They were not afraid of the king's commandment. Verse 23. Moses once walked by sight in Exodus chapter 2. Moses tried to straighten the situation out by killing a man. He got afraid and he fled away. and goes off to Midian for 40 years. And then he comes back, and he's not afraid anymore. He endured by seeing the invisible. Though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed day by day. The things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal. I would remind you of what Dr. A.W. Tozer often said, the Bible world is the real world. Not the world you see around you, but the Bible world. When the Bible says something about the world, that's what's true. My Bible tells me that the world is no friend to grace. My Bible tells me that the world is passing away. The fashion of the world is passing away. My Bible tells me that this whole world system is condemned by God. Values are built on faith. Now, it all starts with Christ, esteeming the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Moses knew that there would be a coming Messiah. He had faith in God's promise, and therefore he governed his life by all of this. Faith builds on values. Now, values build right decisions, and right decisions build right character. And then character builds life. And out of life comes leadership and obedience. Moses was able to do what he did because he was what he was. I will repeat it now. Life is built on character. The most important thing you can do is to build your character. Honesty, integrity. The kind of character that God can look down upon and say, this is my beloved son, my beloved daughter, in whom I'm well pleased. The world may not like you. The world may think you're crazy. The world may oppose you. Your own unsaved loved ones may think you're a little bit strange. That's all right. Life is built on character. Now, character is built on decisions. If you're making the wrong decisions, you're building the wrong kind of character. Maybe you've never made a decision to trust Jesus as your Savior. You ought to do that. Life is built on character. Character is built on decisions. Decisions are built on values, God's values, and values are built on faith. It is by faith that we build character, that we make decisions, and that we serve God. May the Lord help each of us to imitate Moses in the values of faith, knowing that as we trust God's word, He will see us through.